Okay, it's 6:30. I'm going to call the meeting in order. We have, I believe, Supervisor Zerban was here. He is not present. He may come in. I know Supervisor Ron Frederick contacted me. He is excused. Supervisor Grulich, I have no idea why he is not present, but I know he missed a couple of the board meetings. Both of our youth are here. Supervisor Zerban is here, and so the only one is Supervisor Grulich that we have no idea where he's at. First up is citizens' comments. Any citizen wish to make a comment?
Good evening. Tom Gentner, Director of Kenosha Joint Services. I'll be very brief. I just wanted to come in. Thank you all again for your support as I've been going through this process. I really am enjoying the job. I wanted to take the opportunity to invite all of you to join services to come over and see the facility as it has developed, as we've remodeled. It's really a very modern and efficient Becca facility. I think it's important to maintain the lines of communication. And if any of you would like a tour, I'd be happy to walk you through there. You can see what your tax dollars are going for. I'm very proud of the organization. I think it's doing very well. And hopefully we're meeting the needs of the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Fire Departments. If not, I've been meeting with all those organizations and encouraging them to speak with us as we continue to go forward. So that's really all I have to say this evening. And if anybody have any questions, I'd be happy to address them about joint services. Otherwise, I'll let you continue on with your meeting tonight.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it. And again, and if there are any supervisors that have any comments, please contact Tom. I know he'd be willing to talk to you and meet with you and give you a tour of the facilities.
Absolutely.
Great.
Have a
nice
evening. Have a good night. 6:32 and citizen comments is closed. Next up is supervisor comments at 6:32. Any supervisors wishing to make a comment?
I was just kind of happy to see that the sheriff's going to put that request for the
mobile command center
in next year's CIP budget. So that way, you know, it's not a hot potato before
that's a good way to go.
Our election, which is good. So. And he has to, well, actually, he's got two more years after.
I would have brought my agenda and stuff. It's locked up upstairs in my desk. I had that. Thank you. I brought it to the meeting yesterday and left it on my desk, and it's all locked up there. But I do try to come prepared.
No problem. 6:33, chairman comments. Just briefly, as Supervisor Singer stated, I think everybody received the email from the sheriff stating that he is withdrawing that and that basically... he'll put that in the 2013 budget, a request that would be in a 2013 budget. We'll have to deal with it then. The only concern, I will be contacting the sheriff to see if there's any way just to band-aid the current mobile command center so we can get it through if there is a major incident or something, so that at least we'll be able to get it out there so it will start so that we can use it.
It does need to be working.
Clearly. And I mean, if there's something just that can, like I said, a Band-Aid, but I will check into that with the sheriff just to make sure at least we can have something for the next year. It can get us through the year. And that's basically all I have for chairman comments. Besides, I think the budget went well with the departments that we handle, the sheriff's department. I think everything looks really good. With the district attorney's office, the courthouse, juvenile intake, and I want to just thank everybody again for your involvement and having a good budget. I think I think everybody can talk to their constituents and feel comfortable with what we did, and especially with the departments that we deal with here on judiciary and law. Next up at 6:34 is approval of the minutes from the October 17th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded. Youth.
No questions.
Aye. No questions. Everyone else?
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously.
And who moved and seconded?
Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Haas seconded.
Okay.
And next up is the District Attorney Bob Zaff dealing with the resolution from the District Attorney's Office promoting public safety. support for the Kenosha County DAs, the Office Retention of Experienced Prosecutors.
Good evening. Chairman Michaels, members of the committee, thank you for giving us an opportunity to present this resolution to you. I hope that you have copies of it. If you don't, I have extra copies. I will present you the original plus the routing document that I believe is the administrative document. I did send, I hope that you received it, the executive summary that was sent to all of you by separate letter when I responded to the request of the finance chairman, Joe Clark, when we appeared for our budget review the night before, the day before, the La Follette School of Public Affairs had just released their report. And the report dealt with public safety and the status of assistant district attorneys staffing in the state of Wisconsin. Many of you are aware and have been aware for some time there's been a crisis in the prosecution system in the state of Wisconsin. My history was I started as an assistant DA in 1974, became the DA in 1981. Between 1981 and 1989, I was the district attorney for four consecutive terms. There were concerns at that time of whether or not the state was going to be moving in the direction of a career prosecutor program. Because I think it goes without saying that most people, using some common sense and logic, would agree that the more experience that you have, whether it's law enforcement or as a prosecutor, is invaluable in doing the job of being a prosecutor. That's just basic. And in the lawyer business, the more years you have, the better you are at what you do. And so that concept is one that is the underpinning of this project that was undertaken by La Follette School, is to take a look at what was going on in the state of Wisconsin for a period of time and what was an eroding of experienced prosecutors. Many of the prosecutors were not able to make ends meet. We're still not able to make ends meet. What happened is that in 1989, when we shifted the prosecution salary piece from the county tax levy to the state, I had left and went into private practice in 1989. And I thought that this was a good thing, that the state was going to be picking up the freight, if you will, to pay the salaries of ADA. It certainly took some of the burden off of the county, and I think it was well received at that time that there was a marriage, that there was a partnership that was now going on between the state and the county. Well, I'm in private practice, and I came back in 2005, and not having been as close to the situation as to how prosecutors were faring during this period of time, that 17-year hiatus from when I left in 89, when we went to the state, I thought it was a blessing. And then I come back in 2005 and take over the reins of the DA's office and come to find out that the problem has exacerbated, that prosecutors are not being compensated to a level that is commensurate with their experience, and there's problems. And many of you may recall that E. Michael McCann was one of the longest-serving district attorneys in the United States. I think he had 39 years when he retired about 3 or 4 years ago. And well-respected, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but throughout the country. He served on the National District Attorneys Association Board. He forecasted that if the state doesn't do something to address this problem, we're going to lose experienced prosecutors. And as it turned out, his premonition was accurate. And the state, unfortunately, and I'm not here to bash the state. We're well aware of the difficult economic times that are in existence. But what has happened is that the prosecutor piece has seemingly gotten ignored. And one of those pieces was that in 2007, the Legislative Audit Bureau, which you've got to appreciate to be able to get those folks to do an investigation, came out and first piece was that they determined that there were about 117 to 123 prosecutors throughout the state short. In other words, based on need, caseload projections, weighted caseload, and other aspects, they determined that there was a need for more persons and more bodies in the prosecution piece. At the same time that problem was being addressed or looked at was the problem of the turnover. And so what happens in this experience, is that when a prosecutor comes out of law school, starting out is having a job is pretty attractive to start paying bills. As they get more experience, their salary level is fixed and flat. It doesn't increase. And so the other component of this is that there's been a need for a progressive progression pay plan, a plan that stays commensurate with experience as you grow. And, you know, most agencies have step scales. I think Kenosha County has a similar type mm-hmm. plan. But the state's plan fell into a black hole. They didn't have meaningful steps. And I understand it was a collective bargaining issue at one time, but the state apparently did not foresee the problem as it exacerbated. And what is happening today is that you're getting ADAs that are starting the business, and then when they get 3 years of experience, they're saying, hey, this isn't working. I can't make ends meet. I can't even make my mortgage payment. They're going to the private sector. Or those that are doing, want to be a prosecutor, are looking for part-time and other jobs to make ends meet. Now, I recognize having a job in today's marketplace is important, and we should be blessed by saying, well, you got a job, so shut up. But the fact of the matter is that when we're trying to keep experienced prosecutors in the program, they're leaving. Now, I've been pretty fortunate that I haven't had a major turnover, but I have a young staff, and my staff is at that point now, and quite frankly, one of our most recent appointed circuit court judges was a prosecutor, would have probably been a career prosecutor, but when he reached the 3 to 5 year mark, financially, he couldn't continue to do that. And he saw the future, and the future in the DA's program was not right. And so, the La Follette School took this project on. Not only are we dealing with need of more prosecutors, they took on the project to look at what E. Michael McCann was saying, is why is this turnover? Where what's happening? And the study then shows that there is a significant increase in the prosecution piece or people leaving the practice of prosecution at a higher rate than any other professional organization in the state of Wisconsin. I think the numbers show that it was 18.4% compared to 5 or 7% in other public employee areas. Long story short, I presented the summary to the members of the Finance Committee, and Chairman Clark said he would be willing to support and recommended that I bring to the County Board a resolution that would send a message. I don't know how effective the message will be, but we hope that the message will be heard, and I think it's important, and I want to commend you for considering this, even considering it as a step in the right direction. And here's the important part of this. I don't know what the fruit will come from this, but the point is that it's time that Kenosha County, like I think I hope other counties, would stand up and be counted in recognizing the need for public safety, that the prosecutor's piece is hand-in-hand partners with law enforcement, and that when, you may recall, not so long ago, they talked about furloughs and days off. Well, I don't get it. I don't know how you can say, well, law enforcement's excluded. They're 24/7. And while we work a 40-hour week, we're really 24/7 too. And to that extent, we need to be in lockstep with law enforcement, and that's where public safety comes in. And that's why the phrase of this resolution is a resolution that starts by saying, promoting public safety. A statement to the state of Wisconsin, the governor, the administration, and all the other folks up there, that it's time to recognize that if we're really serious about public safety, we need to be supporting the prosecution piece, the prosecution component. And the only way we're going to do this is that Kenosha be heard and all the other 71, 72 counties likewise be heard. It's like we have been a silent partner since 1989 and not expressing ourselves to the state so that they would hear us and understand that Kenosha County pays the bricks, the mortar, the paper clips, and all of the clerical and paralegal support in the DA's office. So you're an integral part of the prosecution piece. The salaries get paid by the state. But if they're ignoring that, and quite frankly, I'm not trying to be, when we talk about disproportionate or comparative of salary structures, that always creates an interesting controversy. when you start seeing public employee salaries printed in the paper and then everybody starts comparing what I make, what you make, and it gets to be a little competitive. So my next remark is not to suggest anything negative about Kenosha County. But what is important is that even within our Kenosha County, Kenosha County's salary structure has been at least more responsive over the last 20 years than the state of Wisconsin. In other words, what I'm saying is that there are people in my office that are clerical people, paralegal people, and have earned that right, that are making more money than some of the assistant district attorneys. And that's hard to swallow when you've got a three-year JD degree, $100,000 or more of fees and tuition to pay back, and you come out of law school and the starting salary, if I may share with you, I put together a little schematic here. Give me 1 second here. To give you some kind of frame of reference on this was the most recent announcement in the state of a position, a full-time vacancy. These are, it's kind of going around. Let me give everybody a copy. I've already got some. I thought I brought something that was current so that this announcement come out quite frequently, and it's put out by the state of Wisconsin when they're announcing a vacancy, and this is going on regularly. That's the point being that there's vacancies and people are leaving the prosecution. But here's a vacancy in Outagamie. But I wanted you to appreciate the fact that the starting salary of an ADA after law school is $49,429. If you look at the next page, I went to my office and I said, put the 49 and asked my people that have 3, 5, and 10 years, and you can see the salary structure that exists after 10 years, they're making 55. So they started at 49, close to 50, and in 10 years, they're at a $5,000 level. And all I'm saying is we're comparing a JD, a Juris Doctorate degree, in the marketplace of professionalism, and when you compare it to the private sector and others in the comparable profession, I think it's unconscionable on what's being paid to the ADA. So the La Follette School recommendation and the summary says this, and that's why I wanted you to be aware of the summary. I have a full copy. It's a pretty thick report. If you're interested, you're welcome to have a copy. But what they're really recommending is more generic. The last paragraph of the executive summary says, the recommendations would be this. To lower ADA turnover in Wisconsin, the state should improve compensation by giving high performance merit increases, targeting ADAs with 3 to 10 years of experience. I was kind of interested because those are the times that I see in my office, the 3, the 5, and the 10, and obviously their study focused on the same, of experience in accounting for the higher cost of living in Milwaukee and Dane counties. And that's what they're basically saying, recommending that the state take it and address this thing more seriously. Now, last week, the state did come out with this comprehensive state compensation plan. And all they did was took ADAs who were off in another program and put them under the state plan. The financial piece hasn't been worked out and apparently is not in the process of being worked out. And so this resolution may, if there's to be any fruit, may at least start the ball rolling to convince the state to continue to pursue looking at this and maybe address this issue in a more meaningful way. So to that extent, again, I want to extend my appreciation for you even taking up the subject matter, giving me an opportunity to say a few words, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have.
No, clearly, I'm grateful that you did do this, Mr. Zaff, due to the fact that when I worked in the DA's office back in 97, it was the same issue, and that's when Judge Kirkman was in the office also. I mean, it was difficult because the same issues you had, and like you said, you're not trying to knock or say anything negative about the paralegals or the legal assistants, but the legal assistants were actually making more money, and all you need is a high school diploma and certification from Carthage or Parkside for a 12-week class, right, and you're accepted as a paralegal. And as you stated, you have an individual that went to college, 4 years undergrad, 3 years of law school with easily over $100,000 worth of student loans, and you're making less. and it's unfortunate. And as you stated, in Kenosha County, we had step increases, so the paralegals were going farther and farther. The separation in the salaries or the distance between the two was getting greater and greater, and it's unfortunate. And you know, there was nothing that the district attorney or anybody locally could do, and it's unfortunate that the state acted in the way they did. It is an issue, and I think it needs to be brought to the attention of the public so they're aware of what is going on. So I commend you for bringing this this resolution.
Supervisor, resolution.
It's been moved.
Seconded.
Youth?
Aye.
Right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thanks.
Thank you.
Will you see that this gets then forwarded on to wherever it's got to go to the next committee? Identified it.
It's going to go to the executive committee, and I'm on that committee, and I can bring that with.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Yeah.
It was super.
Super
Singer. Super Singer.
Second is Haas.
Haas. Johnson. We'll just go around. Next up on the agenda, let me see what I do with my agenda. And it is 6:51, and we're starting the resolutions from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. We have two cabaret licenses. The first one is relating to Remo's Corner. The second one is Bowie's Lakeside Pub and Grill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, these are just both of them are probationary cabaret converting to regular cabaret. Remo's Corner has only been, they got probationary 5 months ago. Normally they do a 6 month probation, but because of the meetings for December, I just brought it for this committee or for this month's meeting. Because there aren't any problems there, and I would recommend converting this to a regular cabaret just because of the lack of meetings next month.
Supervisor Haas?
Can we do Bowie's right away, too? You said there was no problem with both of them, correct?
Yeah, neither one.
I make a motion and we approve both of them.
Second.
Both cabaret licenses have been moved and seconded. Youth, do you have any
questions?
And you both say aye.
Aye.
Regarding just brief, I had one quick question. I think it was related to that Remo's. Regarding the underage, I think there was one arrest for underage drinking or something like that.
Out of the ordinary.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have that many throughout the county. And occasionally we'll get one or two. If it was once a month.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, I saw that, and I just wanted to say that we did discuss that.
As long as it wasn't our youth and governance.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Both passed unanimously. Original. Next up is any other business allowed by law at 6:53. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Zerban. And that is at 6:54. We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone. Before leaving, I just ask that everybody sign the two resolutions.
So have you got the first one that we did? I didn't put an X on it.
Okay, I got